Mike DeGubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the wonderful, matchless name of our Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. O beloved, how wonderful it is to know the truth which liberates and sets us free. And that's why reading God's Word is so important. As we previously mentioned, it's the most important piece of literature ever written, because heaven and earth shall pass away, but my Word shall not pass away, Jesus said. Four times he repeated it over and over again. It was repeated in the book of 1 Peter. Isaiah repeated it. Psalms repeated it. That heaven and earth's going to pass away, but God's Word will endure, beloved. God magnifies his Word above his name. It's the Word of God that sows the truth into the hearts of men to convict of sin and to draw them to Jesus Christ. And so God's Word brings blessing upon those who will read it and those who will obey it. We already have read in Revelation 1:3 that those who read the book of Revelation are blessed for reading it. There's a guaranteed blessing upon the reading of the book of Revelation. Jeremiah 15:16, thy words were found, and I did eat them, and thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart, for I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. Eating God's Word means assimilating it. It means looking into it, meditating upon it, letting it become a part of your life. It brings joy and blessing into your life, beloved, as you get into it and allow the Holy Spirit to teach you and instruct you in it. And James chapter 1, verse 22 through 25 is where we are today, if you will turn your Bible there, to that little short book in front of the book of Revelation, the book of James, chapter 1, beginning with verse 22 again. Be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer of the word, he is likened to a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty. That's what God's Word is, beloved. It's the law of liberty. For God's Word will bring liberty in your life as you walk in obedience to it. It will give you liberty from the bondage of sin, liberty from the control of sin, liberty from the dominion of sin. There's power in this book, beloved. There's power in the words of God. Power to liberate you, power to deliver you, power to set you free, power to give you victory in your day-by-day living. Beloved, God's Word is powerful. It's sharper than a two-edged sword. It will bring great victory into your life as you read it and meditate upon it and learn to obey it. Oh, beloved, let me emphasize to you the importance of reading God's Word through this year. If you will just read four chapters a day, you can easily read the complete Bible through in a year's time. Two chapters in the first book of Genesis, and read a psalm. And then read one of the chapters in the New Testament. Begin with one of the books. I'd suggest you begin at the beginning. It's the easiest way to keep up with where you are. And get you a bookmarker and mark where you are. And then each day, as you look into the Word of God and read those four chapters, you'll be amazed at how quickly you'll be able to see the Word of God opening up before you. And get you a pencil or a pen. And mark, do some Bible marking to make various scriptures and various statements and various key words stand out as you read the Word of God. Ask yourself these questions. What is being spoken about? Who is doing the speaking? When was it spoken? Where was it spoken? Why was it spoken? And how was it spoken? These six ways, who, what, when, where, why, and how. Use those questions. Write it down in the margin or in the flyleaf of your Bible. Who, what, when, where, why, and how. Ask yourself those questions as you read the Scripture, and it will begin to open up and unlock the Scripture. You'll begin to observe the text, and as you observe the text, you'll begin to comprehend what's being said, and the Word of God will open up and will begin to illuminate your understanding, and then put into practice what you read and what the Holy Spirit opens up to you, and begin to put into practice what is taught and instructed in the Word of God. You can devise your own system of writing and making key words stand out. Use colors. Go to a store nearby, Walmart or any kind of a store like that, and they will have different colored pencils that you can buy, and they will have different colored pens that you can buy, and you can use each one with various different colors to make various key words stand out, so that you, when you glance at that passage of Scripture, you immediately see truth that comes out to you and that stands out. It will make the Word of God more real and more living, and will bring forth much more blessing to you. And as you read God's Word and become saturated with the truth of God's Word, you will be able to be a stronger, more effective, and more fruitful witness for the Lord Jesus Christ, and to live more victoriously over the world system, over the flesh with indwelling sin, over Satan and his demons. Oh, beloved, it's so important that we read the Word of God, and that we meditate upon it, and that we hide it in our heart. So be ye doers of the Word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the Word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. You see, the Word of God is like a mirror. It will open up to you who you are. It will help you to understand yourself better, and to come to a better knowledge of how God sees you, and who God says you are. And verse 25, but whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty. Oh, beloved, the truth will liberate. It's perfect. The truth will liberate. It will set you free. And this book is the inspired Word of God. God breathed, written over a period of 1500 to 1600 years by some 40 different individuals under the inspiration and anointing of the Holy Spirit of God. That's why the first book agrees with the last book. That's why the entire Word of God is vital and important. It's a history book. It's a book of instruction. It's a book of counsel. It's a book of deliverance from the power and dominion of sin. It's a book that brings you into a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. It is a book that will transform your life if you will get into it and meditate upon it and read it. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein. Don't just look at it, beloved, but obey it. Put into practice what you observe and what you see and interpret as truth that's applicable to your life, and put it into practice. He being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Oh, beloved, there's rich blessing that comes from the Word of God. So let me admonish you. Beloved, do not neglect the reading of God's Word. Remember, heaven and earth's going to pass away. Man's writings will pass away. And Solomon himself said that if all the books written were still available, it would fill the world, all the books that man has written. But, beloved, this book is the most vital, most important book that you can read, for it is for your victory, it is for your spiritual growth, your spiritual development, it is that your life might be successful for the glory, honor, and praise of God. Oh, beloved, we can't put enough emphasis on the importance of reading the Word of God. Turn with me to the book of Romans, if you would, please. The book of Romans, chapter 10. And notice what we're told in the book of Romans, chapter 10. Romans, chapter 10. And notice verse 17. Reading God's Word will strengthen your faith. Romans 10, verse 17, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Oh, beloved, hearing God's Word strengthens your faith. That's why you need to go to the house of God, and you need to go to a church where the Word of God is preached, where the Word of God is proclaimed, where the Word of God is taught, where you are using the Word of God as your guide and as the book that you study. If you go to a church that just has lectures, or go to a church that just takes one passage of Scripture and then builds a message around it, that's not going to really help you to grow. You need to go to a church where the Word of God saturates the message, where the Word of God is proclaimed and taught and emphasized. One of the things D.L. Moody emphasized that he would always do in his messages was to fill them with the Word of God. And there was a man named Burke, the burglar, that lived in a large city in the United States, who was a well-known burglar. And one day he was in jail on some charge and was waiting for his trial to come up. And there was a revival or a evangelistic meeting being preached by D.L. Moody in that city. I believe the city was Chicago, as I recall. And the Word of God was being preached by D.L. Moody in his meetings. And so the Chicago Tribune was printing out his messages word for word, and a copy of it was thrown into the cell where Burke the burglar was, and the title of that particular message was The Lawman Gets Caught. And Burke hated lawmen, and so he grabbed it and started reading it, and what happened? Till next time, goodbye.